As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
LeBron James is expected to opt into his contract. What does that mean for the Lakers and the roster that they can put together next season to try to build a championship contender around LeBron, Luka, and Austin Reeves? Also, news on Austin Reeves' contract situation and his future. All that more coming up next on The Big Lead. What is up and welcome to The Big Lead. My name is Doug McCain, credentialed member of the media. I've covered the NBA and LA sports for over a decade, 24/7 sports, Chat Sports, Bleacher Report, LA Sports Report, SI, Dodgers Nation. I also do NFL Radio for Westwood One. If you know me from my Dodgers stuff, my Rams stuff, also know that I'm a lifelong bleeder of the purple and gold. I love the Los Angeles Lakers. I have my entire life. And so there'll be a lot of Lakers talk on this show. But if you're new to the channel, The Big Lead is the new channel that I launched that is about the hottest stories in sports in less than hours. A lot of focus on the Lakers, though, because Lakers are the big lead most of the time in sports because they are the purple and gold. So we've got lots to get into, so let's get right into it. And we're going to start with the news from Shams Charania that LeBron James is likely to opt in. Shams Charania said on the Pat McAfee show, I'm told he's likely to opt in. He's got a player option, about $54 million, $57 million. He's got a massive player option. That's likely. That's the plan. But again, his option date is June 29th, so he still has about a month to figure that out. There's going to be some hard conversations that are going to happen between him, the Lakers, and seeing what this team looks like. Because listen, LeBron James, whether he plays one more season or a few more seasons, he wants to be in a competitive environment. He said he's probably going to opt in because the option is so big and that it gives you the flexibility to figure out, do you extend off that number or is this the final year? Is this the last hurrah? Essentially, year 23 for number 23. They have All-Star Weekend in Los Angeles, so to me, it's very storybook if that's the way it goes, but that's a decision that he's got to make. So, LeBron James coming off another really incredible season and incomprehensible season when you consider that he's 40, he's played over 70,000 minutes, he's played 22 seasons in the NBA. I mean, when he started, we had flip phones and the graphics of the games weren't great. I mean, things have just changed. Pre-iPhone, right? I mean, this is a LeBron James that's been in the league for a long, long time, but he's still putting up all NBA-level numbers. Last year, averaged 24.8 points per game, 7.8 rebounds, and 8.2 assists in 70 games. He played 70 games, was the oldest player ever to make an All-NBA team, was a second-team All-NBA member. And the question that a lot of people had, Lakers fans, analysts had, is would LeBron James consider taking somewhat of a pay cut and not opting in, signing a different type of deal that would give the Lakers some flexibility, that would allow them to add some piece around him that would keep them out of the second apron? Well, look, just looking at the contract that he signed originally, it was 2 years, $104 million, and that would make him getting paid over $50 million. So you're talking about LeBron James that has been great his entire career, has signed big deals his entire career, and with this deal, you're looking at $52+ million. It'd be exactly $52.6 million for the 2025-2026 season. And how exactly would that impact the Lakers? What would that mean for them as far as what they could and couldn't do as far as the restrictions? So without LeBron James taking that pay cut, this is how it impacts them. A lot of conjecture, a lot of talk, but I'm going to get straight to it so you guys know the facts about it. You know, I bring my facts to the fight, and that is the truth. And he will opt in, and when that happens, the Lakers will very likely be above the first apron at $195.9 million as their current payroll.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Is that $191 million? And that's with LeBron's player option. So they're not going to be able to access the non-tax player mid-level exception, which is at $14.1 million. They're not going to be eligible to complete any sign-in trades, and they will not be eligible to sign players off the buyout market who previously had a salary of greater than $14 million. So I hear people out there, oh, this wouldn't do anything for the Lakers if LeBron James didn't do this, or if he did this and they opted out, they could be in a much better spot. But look, the truth of the matter is it does limit them to a degree. And look, I mean, for me personally, I didn't think that LeBron James was going to do that. I didn't expect him to opt out and sign a team-friendly contract. Because look, you understand when you get in the business of LeBron James that this is the kind of stuff that happens. And look, it's led to one championship for the Lakers in 8 seasons. And one championship is better than no championships. If they had kept the team together with Caruso, Kuzma, KCP, some of the role players, I think they would have been a better spot and could have competed for more championships. But this is where they are, and you just made a big trade for Luka Doncic. Now, how much has LeBron James earned throughout his career? I'll let you guess. Give you a couple seconds. Starts with a five, and it goes $581.3 million. Most ever. The man is already worth over $1 billion. Makes you wonder, is this a situation where it's a pride thing? Like, it's kind of one of those things where the Players Association doesn't necessarily want you to reset the market in any negative way. You want to continue to get guys paid more. But I'm not asking LeBron James to take a pay cut, But if he did opt out and re-signed to a 1+1 with a somewhat lower salary, it would have given the Lakers a little more room under the second apron, which might have made a difference to allow them to not go out there and sign a big player like a Miles Turner, Clint Capella, whoever it may be, but it would have allowed them to facilitate a trade a little easier and pick up a free agent here and there on the margin. So, look, I think if you're LeBron James, he has done it all, won it all. He is not going to most likely get to six championships, and if that was his goal, probably that's not going to happen. If it does, that'd be amazing. I would love that. But I think realistically, this is about LeBron James kind of going off into the sunset. I think he would love to contend and put together a competitive roster. I truly do believe that. But he's not going to do that at the expense of overcomplicating things for himself. And this is the easiest thing for him to do. And that's the deal he signed. He's going to honor that commitment. I think the way to look at this is, look, are you going to have a sign and trade with LeBron? I've got that question a lot. Hey, are you going to get a sign and trade with LeBron? Is that something that's possible? It's not going to happen. I'll tell you why. That's because he's not going to weaken the team he goes to by having them send any notable talent in return. That's not going to happen. That's just how it is. You're not going to have him go to Cleveland and have them trade assets. It's just not how this works. So, look, I mean, the truth of the matter is, the blame in all this is the front office. Yes, Nico Harrison gave Rob Pelinka a get-out-of-jail-free card. He basically saved his career with the Lakers by making one of the dumbest trades we've ever seen. But look, the Lakers and Rob Pelinka have been bad at managing their assets. They've been terrible at it. And LeBron James shouldn't be the guy that suffers because of it, if we're being quite frank. And look, LeBron, he deserves some of the blame for the Russell Westbrook trade that really probably cost him another championship, if we're being completely honest, at least as far as making them a legit contender, because that team was really, really good. But it was also Rob Pelinka that chose THT over Alex Caruso. So, I mean, there's a lot of people you can point the blame to, but I think that if you want to spin this as a positive, the way I kind of look at it is this way, is that by him opting in and not signing a 1+1, not signing any type of deal that would put him past the next season, that would pretty much essentially, all the writing on the wall would be, that's the Last Dance season, right? That is the LeBron James farewell tour. He's going from arena to arena, getting jerseys signed, giving away shoes, seeing video montages from every single team. A lot of great moments. Is he going to drop the 60 banger like Kobe did against the Jazz? That would be amazing. But that's what it would feel like. And the positive in all of that is with him taking that opting in, well, that is probably going to clean out the books later. And the only players you would have on the books would be Luka, and then Austin Reeves with player options, and both of them are looking at extensions. And then you have Vando, who's set to take home $12.4 million on a player option after the 2027-2028 season. Then Dalton Connect is on the first of two team options on his rookie contract. You also got Shake Milton. He's making $3.2 million. Then you got Bronny James at $2.2 million for 2026 and 2027. Trey Jemison is going to be a restricted free agent in 26 and 27. So LeBron, Rui, Dorian Finney-Smith, Maxi Kleber, Gabe Vincent, Goodwin, all those dudes are going to be off of the books. So I think if you're the Lakers, you match that up with Luka Doncic and realizing that Luka Doncic is your cornerstone. He is the rock of your franchise. He's your franchise player. And let's not forget, they're going to have some years to build around Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic, the beautiful thing about that trade and what still makes it just an unbelievable trade is he's still just 26 years old. Doesn't turn 27 till February 28th of next season. So as long as he's committed long-term, you can have him as your pillar, but you're going to have some time to build around him. And I think with those guys coming off the books, LeBron, Rui, DFS, Maxi, Gabe, Goodwin, all those guys come off the books the next couple of seasons, you could have enough cap space to do what the Lakers did in 2018, 2019. That was sign guys to smaller 2-year contracts and you're not committed very long term, and then you could put together a lot of win now pieces, and you're going to have some options for some other guys down the line as well as far as free agents go. I mean, there's going to be some options with that cap space. I mean, you look at 2026 player options, Lillard, which you wouldn't want, he's be 36, Trae Young, which I wouldn't want, Zach LaVine at that point. I don't know. I think Zach now would be interesting by that point. I'm not so sure he's the guy to have with Luka Doncic. I mean, he's not the guy I see them winning a championship together. But then you also have the free agents, Jimmy Butler, not the biggest Jimmy fan, especially 36, 37. KD, I'm good on that. De'Aaron Fox, though, Kyrie Irving. I mean, there are some names that are out there. And then you also got some other pieces, too, that you can work with within your system. So I think if you're the Lakers, this isn't the worst news in the world. It's not the best news either. But I think that it's something that it shouldn't come as a surprise. And if you thought that LeBron James was going to opt out and take the vet minimum, you just didn't understand the logistics of this situation and what LeBron James and Rich Paul and what they are trying to do. And that's just the truth. Now, some more news. Austin Reeves.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry. You can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan, and the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Austin Reeves, he's in some trade rumors right now, but the news on Austin Reeves is that, according to Eric Pincus, a Bleacher Report, he's seeking a starting salary in the ballpark of $30 million on his next deal. Pincus wrote, Reeves is nearly sure to decline his $14.9 million player option for the 2026-2027 season to explore unrestricted free agency next summer, seeking a salary in the $30 million starting range. The most he can extend for is $19.5 million, is far short of that number. Any team acquiring him would need behind-the-scenes assurances that he'd re-sign at a pre-arranged price, although they wouldn't be technically legal or binding. So Reeves, we'll see how this plays out for him. Did not have a great playoffs. I still think the organization is very committed to him unless they think they can flip him for a significant win now piece at all-star level center, as we've learned. But that's big money, and it's good knowing that he's playing for a big contract. So if the Lakers, if they're at all concerned about keeping him long-term, maybe they do look to deal him. And I think that's kind of the big question. And I don't think that that's the case, because the organization internally, I can tell you, is extremely high on him. But Reeves would be their biggest trade asset, their best piece that they could get to make a real big splash. And I think that the conversations within the organization, I don't know if there's ongoing ones, but they really should be surrounding what is the expectations for the 2025-2026 Lakers, because I can't honestly say what they are. I can tell you what I think they are, but are those realistic? And when I say that, do I mean, are they fake contenders? And by fake contenders, I mean, is it, oh, LeBron James is still balling at 40. Oh, we got Luka Doncic. He lost a lot of weight and he's locked in. Oh, Austin Reeves is pissed about stinking up the joint in the 2025 playoffs in the first round loss against the Timberwolves, where he did not look like a third star. Oh, they have an edge this year. Dalton Connect is developing. Are they going to talk themselves into thinking that this team can win it? Because that's the question I have. Because if you think that you're going to commit to LeBron, which they are, they're going to give him the Kobe treatment. This is the Lakers. LeBron's not going to be the last superstar here. Luka Doncic is not going to be the last superstar here. The Lakers will always have a superstar or a star or be plotting to get a star until the end of time. But I think that if I'm Rob Plank and I'm looking hard in the mirror and I'm this organization, I can't tell myself that after what we saw during the playoffs, that just adding a big that's somewhat playable is the answer. Because LeBron, Luka, are they truly the best fit? I mean, very high IQ basketball players, as high IQ as you could possibly get, but kind of towards the end of games, it didn't feel like they had the best chemistry in the playoffs. Let's just say that. LeBron James ran out of gas multiple times because of what they're asking out of him. And I think for me, when I look at Austin Reeves, I was very disappointed by what I saw from him in the playoffs. And yes, I think that he feels like a 20 point per game, 5-5 type of guy. Is he an all-star? Is he a almost all-star? Like, it's tough to say what Austin Reeves is after what we saw last season, because all that talk about him being the third option, I mean, I'm not so sure about that, right? I know that, look, this is the thing. I hope that you guys can take from this channel as I'm not the Laker Homer channel, okay? There's going to be a lot of Laker Homer channels. This is the best player. Our guy is the best guy. I want to be a Laker channel that's about the tough conversations about the Los Angeles Lakers, and no one loves Lakers more than me. And so I just want to point that out, the fact that I'm willing to kind of go past the, oh, okay, oh, just because he's wearing the purple and gold, he's the best option. No, the Lakers are about one thing and one thing only. That's hanging championship banners, okay? You can only say that about a couple of franchises in all of professional sports, if we're being completely honest. And sometimes even good players aren't good enough. Even great players aren't the best fit. And right now, the question I have when it comes to making any move is, how does this player best serve Luka Doncic? This is his franchise now. He's the guy you're building around, and that's what you have to do from a roster build standpoint. So if there was a center that would complement Luka Doncic more than they feel that Austin Reeves could complement him, then I would make that move, because guess what? You're not guaranteed prime years forever. And yes, Luka is just 26. Like I said before, that you're going to have time to build around him. You're not going to have that much time to build around Luka and LeBron. So that's the thing. If they don't think that they can build around those two guys for a championship, then I would say certainly get a deal done with Austin Reeves, and he can be a complimentary piece for Luka. And I think that the fact that he's kind of a one-way player at this point, really not a defender, he kind of gets exposed on that side of the floor, kind of makes you wonder, because I think that a defender is what you need to pair alongside Luka Doncic to kind of hide some of those deficiencies. But that's going to do it for today's episode of The Big Lead Laker Talk. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you're new to the channel, do me a huge favor, guys. We're getting close to 2,000 subscribers. Once we hit 2K, I'm giving away a Luka Doncic jersey. All you have to do is comment Luka Magic down below, and you will be eligible to win. That's all you have to do. Comment, subscribe, have the notification bell on. Also, follow me on X at DMAC underscore LA. Let me know down below. And until next time, I'm out.